USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, the Democratic presidential candidates are having a debate. One of the topics was the conflict in Syria and how that affects foreign relations. Secretary Julian Castro.
You know, I also want people to thank the folks this week that saw those images of ISIS prisoners running free, to think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free.
Also responding, Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
What this president has done shows that American leadership shapes the behavior of our allies, or sometimes allies too. Remember, the problem right now is not just that with our competitors. And, for example, a place like China, the people of Hong Kong rise up for democracy and don't get a peep of support from the president. It's not just the behavior of adversaries like Russia, but our one-time allies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The president says he will be tough on Turkey and others, but also has a message for our troops, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's bringing the troops home.
They're the greatest warriors in the world. They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home.
The president speaking there as he welcomes the NHL champion St. Louis Blues to the White House. The president defended his decision to pull troops out of Syria. Now, that decision has been criticized by some Democrats and Republicans.
President Trump has been pushing House Democrats to hold a formal vote on their impeachment probe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that's not going to happen.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time we will not be having a vote. And I'm very pleased with the thoughtfulness of our caucus in terms of being supportive of the path that we are on in terms of fairness, in terms of seeking the truth, in terms of upholding the Constitution of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four federal inmates in the Lone Star State had one thing in mind when they escaped jail a few days ago. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Texas authorities say after the men escaped from the federal prison camp in Beaumont, Texas on Saturday, they apparently made a beeline for a liquor store where they purchased several bottles of whiskey. The whiskey was found to be in their possession along with newly purchased cell phones when they were captured not far from the prison just a few hours later. The prison located an hour east of Houston, they're back inside now where they're facing additional charges to what they were in there for to begin with. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to criticize President Trump's ordering the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has grave concerns about the decision, fearing it will benefit the Islamic State.
Leaving the door wide open for a resurgence of this dangerous force and a new iteration of the Islamic State.
His concerns were echoed by top Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
By pulling out of northern Syria, President Trump has encouraged nothing short of an ISIS jailbreak.
There's now a bipartisan effort for Congress to pass its own sanctions package to try to get Turkey to halt its military action. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.